wish on behalf of the later counsel discipline. This is a disciplinary matter that's before you today regarding Mr. David Tai. He pronounces it Tai. And apparently Mr. Tai is not present. Mr. Tai filed an answer to the formal charges that were filed against him in which he admitted everything. I filed a motion for judgment on the plea, which this court granted and directed the parties to file briefs on the issue of sanction. I filed my brief and Mr. Tai did not file a brief. In my brief, I submitted that the appropriate sanction would be a minimum 1 year suspension, followed by, at the time, if he should seek reinstatement, that he make a showing that he's currently then fit to practice law, and if reinstated, then placed on supervised probation under the terms similarly issued by this court in the Boyan case in 2015.
Does his non-appearance today cause you to reassess your recommendation?
I have difficulty any time a lawyer fails to attend a hearing for a court, even if it's his own case. But by the same token, if a lawyer says, I've fallen on my sword, I have admitted everything, sanction me, and I waive my right to come before you and argue my position. I think that's what Mr. Tai has done. Why? I don't know. Whether that's prudent, I don't think so. But
maybe another way of asking that is, as you stand here today, are you still advocating for the sanction which you advocated in brief, or do you have further thoughts about that?
I believe I'm still going to stay with the Rothery case, which I think is the precedent to be followed, and that is this court, Ms. Rothery didn't appear either for or she didn't even answer, I believe, and this court summarily entered judgment on the pleadings and entered its sanction order without briefs and without oral argument, finding that a one-year suspension would be appropriate. Instead of 1 year, let's say it's two, or let's say it's three. To me, it's either 1 year or disbarment. If we're going to say that this lawyer has so shown such disrespect for the court by failing to attend his own hearing, then the ultimate sanction ought to be issued of disbarment because of that. Personally, I think that's a little harsh. I think a lawyer should be allowed to default and not show up if that's his preference, knowing full well that this court has the authority over his license completely.
Now, I'm not sure that I got from the brief, and maybe I overlooked it. He's been temporarily suspended for some time.
Yes, sir.
What effect, if any, in your recommendation, are you recommending that we give to the suspension that he's already served?
Well, this case first came about, and as you recognize this, there's consolidated cases. Mr. Tai was indefinitely suspended by the bankruptcy court, federal bankruptcy court, and then the federal district court, not for any misconduct in the district court, but for his misconduct in the bankruptcy court. In essence, I think, he didn't default, he answered, but apparently his answers to the judges was not sufficient, and they entered their suspension order. We automatically filed an application for reciprocal discipline based upon the discipline issued in the federal court. A show cause order was sent, and it was never served on him. And as a result of many things going on in our office, we didn't pick this ball back up until basically July of 2015, at which time I met with Mr. Tai, explained to him what was going on, was given the opportunity to file a response to the order to show cause. Our office filed our response, and in fact, I specifically said, I think it would be too harsh at that point in time to enter a reciprocal suspension. This was back in August of 2015, because I don't know any of the facts. Mr. Tai hasn't presented us any of the facts. Let me investigate it. And this court granted me that permission to do so. I got no cooperation from Mr. Ty beyond that. And so I don't know why he did what he did in the bankruptcy court, why the district court, federal district court, entered the order against him. And he didn't file an answer to the show cause, and so I reported to the court, as requested, that he is still suspended by the federal district court. And at that point, then I asked, yes, please enter a reciprocal suspension of his Nebraska license in Nebraska courts. Then we proceeded with the other two grievances that were filed against him, and this particular grievance regarding the federal case separately as relates to his failure to respond to us just in our investigation. So that's what the second case before you is. So he was suspended in November of 2015. So it's been almost a year now where he's been indefinitely suspended. If this court enters an order, as I have advocated at this point, of a year, that would be a year going forward. So if this court enters an order in November or December, that would be a year from then, which would mean he'd been suspended for 2 years. But I think the important thing, and it is in Rothery's case, the court ordered that she make a showing that she was then fit to practice. So it's in essence an indefinite suspension, I think. It's minimum 1 year, but it will be up to Mr. Ty to come before this court, very much so like a lawyer who has been disbarred, to make a showing, I've done my time, I've served my time, I'm now competent, and here's why. And the burden would be on him to convince this court to reissue his license. And of course, our office could challenge whatever evidence he puts on or the position that he might take.
Are there other cases other than Rothery that help us at all here?
I apologize, I didn't cite them, but there are others that I think we can go back to. And in fact, I think in the Rothery case, it mentions that its progeny, it's the preceding cases that Rothery was based on. I have had other cases in this court where the respondent has defaulted, failed to show up at his own hearing, and the court entered an order of indefinite suspension. Didn't just automatically say he didn't show up, he gets disbarred. I think the result would be similar either way. Whether you enter a suspension order of a specific time, whether it's 1 year, two, or three, or a disbarment order, the burden will still be on Mr. Ty to convince this court that he ought to be reinstated. It's just a function of when he's allowed to do that. Now, Ms. Rothery's case, if you review your own records, she sought reinstatement after a year and was initially denied. She then came at it again, apparently sufficient for this court, and I think it was a period of 4 years, she was allowed to be reinstated. So it really is just a function of time of when do you want to allow him to seek reinstatement. Granted, I think the burden would be higher if he's disbarred. I think the case law puts a very heavy burden on the lawyer to make a showing that he's overcome whatever led to the disbarment. The unfortunate thing in this case is Mr. Ty's misconduct was not disbarment misconduct. If he had been responsive to the bankruptcy court, as I believe he could have been, he would have been maybe suspended by that court, but there wouldn't have been a need for him to be reciprocally suspended in his state court practice because he wasn't going to do bankruptcy. Never wanted to do bankruptcy.
So the discipline in the federal courts was as in failing to file briefs and failing to file papers?
What happened in the bankruptcy court, as I understand it, is that he failed to file the last document necessary to close out a Chapter 13 case on behalf of his client. She thought it was over. He thought it was over. This was, I think, pretty much the only bankruptcy he had ever done. And then she gets contacted by her creditor saying, you are not discharged. We want to get paid. She investigates, finds out that her bankruptcy, in fact, was dismissed. She didn't get her discharge. She files pro se a motion to get to reopen her bankruptcy, she makes allegations against Mr. Todd as to his failings, and that's what the bankruptcy judge looked at, to call Mr. Todd into court and say, why did you do this or why didn't you do that? And apparently Mr. Todd's response was inadequate. And I'm apologizing
for... So this case, I beg your pardon, so that this lawyer has come on the radar of the discipline aspect of the court's authority initially as a reciprocal discipline.
Yes, ma'am.
Because of the federal action, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And thereafter, in case number two, there's some complaints made which result in a couple of counts.
Yes.
Is that right?
That's correct.
And everything has now been consolidated in your view?
Yes.
Thank you.
And the other two complaints that came into our office at the same time, if I may, were allegations that he represented me in a criminal case, I'm in prison, I want all my file, he didn't give me all my file. Mr. Ty said, yes, I did, and they said, no, we didn't.
I have one more question.
Yes, sir.
The way this is developed, we have no idea what's behind this.
I have no idea. I have no idea if there's a drug or alcohol or gambling, mental health. I have no idea. I met with Mr. Ty one time. He was very forthcoming, very helpful, and then he fell off the radar, and I don't know why. He should not be practicing law. His temporary suspension was correct. Going forward, he should not be allowed to practice law until he can come into this court and make a showing that he is then fit to do so. Whether we accomplish that with a one-year minimum suspension or disbarment, that's certainly for this court to decide.
If we were to just indefinitely suspend without a minimum time requirement, but to still require a showing before reinstatement, does that achieve what you think your recommendation would also achieve?
Yes, I believe it would. Because if he can't make that showing, he will not be a potential harm to the public. That's the role of our office, is to try to protect the public.
What if we did some term of years beyond 1 year, like 2 years or 5 years?
It certainly could be 2, 3, 4. If I knew what the underlying cause was, I would have a better recommendation.
Isn't that the difficulty with trying to determine a term of years? We just don't know what the cause of this is.
That's correct.
You haven't, your office have not sought to initiate some disability status for this lawyer?
No, because I have no basis to do so. And plus, he was suspended, and there were no more clients contacting us saying we got concerned, we didn't need a trustee, and so forth. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That concludes arguments for the day. The court is adjourned, and you are excused.